This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I say Friday like it's nothing, but this has actually been a week of note in the global economy. So here with what happened and why. Catherine Rampell writes for The Washington Post. Cardiff Garcia is at the blog FT Alphaville. They are both in our brand spanking new studios in New York City. Hey, everybody.
Hey, Kai.
Hey, Kat.
So, Catherine, let's get to the Fed. First of all, I suppose we'll do this in chronological order. It's not like it's any surprise that they came out and said, ooh, wait a minute, things aren't as good as we thought. But it was a little shocking, a little jarring to see it in print from the Fed, yeah?
I don't know. I think expectations were that the Fed was going to take its time with its next rate hike. Janet Yellen has been saying again and again and again, this will be a very shallow, I think is her word, very shallow increase in rates, that they're taking their time. You know, they didn't rule out raising rates at their March meeting, but it's possible. I'm a little skeptical if that'll come.
Yeah. Okay. Cardiff, let me ask you this, though. Forget raising of rates. Do you suppose if things continue to be as squishy as they have been, certainly since late last year, do you suppose they could turn around and reverse themselves? I know that's a little bit, you know, nuclear Armageddon here. But
I mean, look, they could, but I think things would actually have to get drastically worse from where they are now. But it is true that the Fed is about to get a test of its promises throughout the last couple of years when they've said that their actions are going to be dependent on the incoming data. The incoming data right now are awfully squishy, I think was the word you used.
That's the technical economic word, yes, thank you.
Yeah, so they're going to get a test of it. We're going to see how they react.
Catherine, data dependent might as well be Janet Yellen's middle name. I mean, she says it every time she's asked the question. She looked at the global economy as well and didn't like what she saw there either.
That's right. I mean, that's where most of our risks come from right now. If you look at how the U.S. economy is doing, I know we're going to get to GDP probably in a second,
but
the job market has been quite strong.
Yep.
We've had a lot of new people, a lot of people going back to work, a lot of new jobs being created. We've even seen a little bit of wage growth, finally.
A little tiny bit, right?
But the big risks come from places like China, come from, you know, what are the ramifications of the global oil markets continuing to see oil prices fall. And other developing countries as well. But yeah, the U.S. at home looks pretty strong relative to the rest of the world.
Well, Cardiff, so bring me back home then and talk to me about gross domestic product. We got a first look at Q4 this morning. It was lousy, 0.7%. Discuss.
Yeah, we've gotten these surprising numbers before at the start of the year, and then it's turned out that they've improved later on. So there might be a seasonal component to this. That said, boy, I wish we'd get a surprise in the other direction just once. You know, that'd be nice. So I think the context is also different from the last few years. We're not in a situation where the Fed is keeping rates at the floor. It's thinking about raising. And we also have all this activity going on in the rest of the world. So things are a little bit different. So, you know, it's not great. It might be nothing, but it's not great.
Catherine, let me ask you, it's almost pejorative to say it. I want to ask you the R word, recession. Let's remember this expansion's been going on for
a long
time.
No, in Janet Yellen's words, I'm skeptical of the idea that expansions die of old age.
Yes,
it's not like it's not like just because we've been expanding for a really long time, we're due to fall. You have to actually see problems in the markets. You have to see like there are risks, you know, lurking somewhere in the job market and housing or something to justify an actual recession. I think talk of a recession right now is very overblown.
Yeah, way too premature for that. I mean, some parts of the economy are somewhat resilient. They're slowing down a bit, but things like consumer spending, the housing market, those things are okay. So there are a lot of risks. There are more risks now than there were throughout last year, but it's way too premature to be talking about a recession.
All right. Important to remember. Cardiff Garcia at the blog FT Alphaville. Catherine Rampell writes for The Washington Post. I encourage you, by the way, to check out Catherine's column today. It's a great one. Have a good weekend, you guys.
Thanks, Kai.
Thanks, Kai.